I'm Ben Thomas with an AP News Minute. The Nobel Prize in Chemistry awarded this morning. Julie Walker has the winners.
Scientists Susumu Kitagawa, Richard Robson, and Omar Yagi for their development of metal organic frameworks that could play a part in solving some of humanity's greatest challenges. One expert likened the discovery to the enchanted handbag in the fictional Harry Potter series. Kitagawa, who is affiliated with Japan's Kyoto University, says he's honored to win.
I'm deeply honored and delighted that my long-standing research has been recognized.
Yagi is affiliated with the University of California, Berkeley. Robson is affiliated with the University of Melbourne in Australia. He tells the AP he's very pleased and a bit stunned, saying, "This is a major thing that happens late in life when I'm not really in a condition to withstand it all." He's 88. I'm Julie Walker.
And I'm Ben Thomas.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisiscle.com/podcast.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.